Welcome to Vespers, everyone. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. And we're going to be using this half sheet of paper, if you didn't get one. Those are available on the table next to the burning candle by the entrance. And Wednesdays throughout the summer are what we're calling musical Vespers, which means Vespers will be highlighting the musical leadership of our musicians for the week. And in this case, that includes Linda Breitag and Ray McKeever. And so I will put you into their able hands as we begin our worship.
Welcome to worship. This will be Linda's. We're going to sing a song that's on the top of the sheet here called Breathe Together. My sense of this community right now is you're already breathing together. But this is to remind us of the beauty of that and to experience some of that. So please join in on Breathe Together.
You can see that there's a half note rest. So that little half note rest after each little phrase is where you get to breathe. Nice, huh?
Breathe together as one body. Breathe together. Let the Spirit weave together faith and hope and love, and let us be the living breath of God.
We have some little helpers that we had help us before. Can you come up? Liv and Sophie and Keegan and Kaya and Holden and everybody. And Sophia Breitag, where are you? Get up here. Get up here. Come on, man.
Uh-oh.
We paid your train ride. You got to get up here. There you are.
My first image of the church as a youngster was embodied in this symbol. Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door. See all the people. I added this next one, a songwriter's privilege. Everyone welcome, right? Everyone equal. Open the door. See the people.
So Sophie's going to help you remember. So turn around so you can lead the. Yeah, you're leading. No, she's going to show them.
And here's how we'll sing it. We're just going to wing it, and you join when you can. Okay, I'll sing some verses. Ready? Here we go. Here is the church, here is the steeple, open the door, see all the people, everyone welcome, everyone equal, open the door, see the people. Here is the church, here is the steeple, open the door, see all the people, everyone welcome, everyone equal. Open the door, see the people. For we are the women and we are the men. We are the stranger and we are the friend. We are the walking, we are the lame. We are the different and we are the same. One, two, three, four. Here is the church. Here is the people. We are the young and we are the old. We are the gentle, we are the bold. We are the sinner, we are the saint. We are what we are and we are what we ain't. One, two, three, four. Here is the church, everybody. Here is the steeple. Open the door, see all the people. Everyone welcome, everyone equal. Open the door, see the people. We are the straight, we are the gay. We are what we do and we are what we say. We are the single, we are the wed. We are the table and we are the bread. One, two, three, four. Here is the church, here is the steeple. Open the door, see all the people. Everyone welcome, everyone equal. Open the door, see the people. We are the altar, we are the street, we are the hands, we are the feet, we are the wealthy, we are the poor, we are the steeple, and we are the door. One, two, three, four. Here is the church, here is the steeple. Open the door.
The next song is one that I wrote. I imagined this experience because I've never had it myself, but it's one of, you know, I've heard that people, you know, in life and in the church sometimes have a little stress and anxiety. Personally, you know, I'm never have that. No, I do. So this is a little song about stress and anxiety and what we can do to relieve it with God's help. So usually this is done in a circle without pews so that you can really make it happen, but we don't have that ability. So the way the first line goes like this. Should I do it in here? We keep on pushing forward, but sometimes it feels like we're slipping back. Okay, if you've never had this experience or this feeling, don't sing. Okay. We keep on pushing forward, but sometimes it feels like we're slipping back. And usually we do it like this. We keep on pushing forward, but sometimes it feels like we're slipping back. Yeah. You don't know the community of St. Martin, that's what they do. It's wild. Okay. And then, so stand up. You're going to have to kind of do it in place unless you want to come up the aisle, which is great if you want to have a few brave people coming up the aisle. And so you'll be doing that. Okay, let's try it. And feel, you know, as stressed out as you can, okay? We keep on pushing forward, but sometimes it feels like we're slipping back. Okay, so we're going to do that twice. Then comes the good part where you just get to stand in one place and sing. I will sing a line and you will repeat it. You'll get the cat. You'll catch on. So we've just done our sometimes we feel like we're slipping back. Yet in the beauty. And you can do your hands with me. Yet in, well, wait a minute, you don't know the words. It's amazing, people always do that. Yet in the beauty of the earth. And then you sing, God will give us rest. And then we breathe, because that's the whole point. And then we all sing, yet in the beauty of the earth, God will give us rest. We keep on pushing forward, but sometimes it feels like we're slipping back. We keep on pushing forward, but sometimes it feels like we're slipping back. Yet in the sight, wait,
new
words every time. Yet in the silence of our prayer, God will give us rest. Yet in the silence of our prayer, God will give us rest. We keep on pushing forward, but sometimes it feels like we're slipping back. We keep on pushing forward, but sometimes it feels like we're slipping back. Yet in the speaking of our truth, God will give us rest. Yet slipping back. We keep on pushing forward. Sometimes it feels like we're slipping back. Yet in the shelter of her wings, God will give us rest. Yet in the shelter. In keeping with the theme of the river, and also the theme of this week that several speakers have used, water, the river, and David James Duncan, who wrote The Brothers K, it's a little experience of his about the power and beauty of water. One Sunday morning when I was 5, my siblings, first cousins, and I were loaded into the 2 family wagons by our parents and driven up the Columbia River past the Dalles. Is that right? The Dalles, Oregon, where for hours we watched the deceptively smooth 1 to 2 mile wide flow of the lower Columbia squeeze into a single 400-yard wide basalt chute
and explode in a long series of rapids and falls toward the Pacific. The first thing I remember from the moment we sat is that my big, usually noisy clan was engulfed by the sound and struck silent. Celilo was louder than thunder, more constant than storm surf. The second thing I recall is the way sound and smell, usually two things, were crushed by the falls into one. Celilo smelled simultaneously of ozone, intense life, and constant death. The third thing I remember is that the falls were far more complex than one mind or pair of eyes could take in. Celilo smashed the river open for a mile and a half, charging the air with its energy and fragrance, telling your nose, ears, and skin a thousand-stranded story about the myriad lives those waters had touched, countless places and beings they'd seen and been, countless places and beings they would circle back as vapor, cloud, and rainfall to enliven and inhabit again. The Columbia's ocean-bound heart was utterly exposed at Celilo, and what I saw, smelled, and felt there was inhumanly joyous.
And to follow that reading, a song about baptism, that event in our life, which it's actually more powerful than what you just heard in this river.
Right up in the sun, it's on the near song. The choir will sing a little opening phrase, and then we'll all join in singing. Why don't you stand up and sing this, because I think you'll enjoy doing it more.
Glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
prayer for tonight is on your page, As God is Compassionate. And there will be, we'll start with twice through that refrain, and then there will be a sort of petition that I will sing.
God is compassionate to all creatures.
Please sing.
God is compassionate to all creatures. Every day I will bless you, O God. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great are you and highly to be praised. The mystery of your goodness is unsearchable. God is compassionate to all creatures. God is compassionate to creatures. Give you thanks, O God. Let your whole creation bless you with singing. We will tell the glory of your works and live the story of your power and your to all the healing core of life, with the splendor of the universe fill us. You are faithful to creation, your mercy flows to every generation.
Scott, do you have your ritual now? Okay.
Tonight, as we are gathered together, we also wish to say farewell to a friend with whom we have shared life together in this place. We say goodbye to Ellie Ryan, who has served as a lead cook for the past year and 1 month.
We will say a blessing and then invite you to join us as we conclude with the sung version of the Holden Prayer of Good Courage, which can be found on the white sheets that were by the entrance.
Ellie, please come forward. We also invite anyone who would like to gather around and participate in the laying on of hands to come forward.
Ellie, as you leave the village after serving faithfully and well, we wish to send you off with a blessing and a gift, as you have been both a blessing and a gift to this village.
Ellie, child of God, sister in life and faith, thanks be to God for so richly blessing you and calling you to share with us life in this place. May God bless you and keep you as you continue on your journey, wherever it may lead.
Ellie, receive these candles as a small token of our deep appreciation for all that you have brought to the village. Receive them as a sign of the light that you carry within you and as a reminder of your time at Holden in such settings as prayer around the cross. May your light continue to shine wherever you may go.
Ellie, you are in our thoughts and prayers, and you will remain in our hearts.
We now send you out with the Holden Prayer of Good Courage, which we will sing through twice. Go in peace with good courage to serve the living God. Thanks be to God.